Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Monday, December 30th, 2024.
Russia lifts missile suspension amid rising tensions. On December 29, 2024, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov announced that Russia will lift its suspension on deploying intermediate and shorter-range nuclear-armed missiles. This decision comes in response to the United States positioning similar weapons globally. Lavrov stated that the current climate makes the suspension no longer practical, marking a critical shift in arms control efforts between the two nations, which have seen relations worsen to Cold War levels. The Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, signed in 1987 by Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev and U.S. President Ronald Reagan, aimed to eliminate certain nuclear weapons. However, the U.S. withdrew from this agreement in 2019, citing violations by Russia, which has denied these claims. Former President Donald Trump had previously sought to end the treaty due to concerns over Russia's missile advancements and China's growing capabilities. With the New START treaty set to expire in February 2026, Lavrov indicated that there are currently no conditions for strategic talks with Washington. This development raises alarms about a potential new arms race between the world's two largest nuclear powers, possibly involving China. The international community will be watching closely, as these actions could have serious consequences for global peace and security.
South Korea's leadership crisis after air disaster. South Korea is in crisis following a devastating air disaster at Muan International Airport on December 29, 2023. Jeju Air Flight 7C2216 crashed into a wall, resulting in the tragic deaths of most of the 181 passengers. Acting President Choi Sang-mok, who took office just 48 hours earlier after Prime Minister Han Duck-soo was impeached, visited the crash site and declared it a special disaster zone. This turmoil follows the impeachment of President Yoon Suk-yeol, who was suspended after declaring martial law on December 3rd, only to rescind it hours later amid chaos in parliament. The ongoing political unrest raises serious concerns about the government's ability to manage crises and maintain relations with the United States, South Korea's main ally. As the nation mourns, the focus now shifts to recovery and the urgent need for stable leadership.
North Korea's new strategy amid rising tensions. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un recently held a crucial meeting of the ruling Workers' Party of Korea from December 23 to December 27, 2024. The focus was on developing a new strategy to counter perceived threats from the United States and its allies, South Korea and Japan. Tape Media, the Korean Central News Agency, reported that North Korea plans to adopt the toughest measures to protect its security and national interests. During the meeting in Pyongyang, officials discussed the growing military alliance among South Korea, the United States, and Japan, which North Korea sees as a direct threat. Kim stressed the need to advance defense technology to strengthen the country's deterrence capabilities. In a significant leadership change, Park Tae-sung was appointed as the new premier, taking over from Kim Tok-hun, while Foreign Minister Cho Sun-hui joined the powerful Politburo. This meeting capped off a year filled with key events, including a summit between Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin, where they signed a mutual defense agreement. The increasing military ties between North Korea and Russia have raised concerns in Washington and Seoul, especially regarding the potential deployment of North Korean troops to support Russia in its conflict in Ukraine. These developments highlight the escalating tensions in East Asia, emphasizing the critical nature of military alliances and defense strategies in the region.
Tragic plane crash in Muan, South Korea. A heart-wrenching plane crash in Muan, South Korea, claimed 177 lives when a Jeju Air passenger plane went down on December 31, 2024. The Boeing 737-800 was returning from Suvarnabhumi Airport in Bangkok, Thailand, when it skidded off the runway and crashed into a concrete wall, igniting a fierce fire. Of the 181 people on board, 177 tragically lost their lives, including 84 women and 82 men, with 11 still unidentified. The crash occurred about 180 miles south of Seoul, prompting a rapid response from emergency teams, who deployed 32 fire trucks and over 1,570 staff members. Initial investigations suggest a possible failure of the front landing gear, and a bird strike warning was issued just before landing. This disaster marks one of the deadliest aviation incidents in South Korea's history, reminiscent of a 1997 crash in Guam that claimed 228 lives. The South Korean Transport Ministry is conducting a thorough inquiry, retrieving flight data and cockpit voice recorders for analysis. Jeju Air has expressed deep regret and is committed to supporting the victims' families. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Paetongtarn Shinawat has extended sympathies and ordered immediate help for those affected. The runway at Muan Airport will remain closed until January 1, 2025, raising serious concerns about airline safety.
France's 2025 budget plans. France's new finance minister, Eric Lombard, is targeting a budget deficit slightly above 5% of the country's total economic output for 2025. This goal is higher than the previous administration's aim but represents a decrease from the expected shortfall of over 6% this year. The announcement follows a vote that showed the government lost support, leaving Prime Minister François Bayrou without a working majority in Parliament. Lombard emphasizes a fair approach, suggesting that cuts in government spending should come before any tax increases. He plans to consult all political groups in Parliament for their input on the budget. These discussions are vital, as they will significantly impact public services and financial stability in France. As the country faces these challenges, the effects of the deficit will be closely monitored by citizens and businesses alike.
Chad's pivotal parliamentary election. Chad has just wrapped up its first parliamentary election in 13 years, a moment many see as a turning point toward democracy. Voting ended on the evening of December 29th. And results are expected in mid-January. With a population of around 18 million and 8 million eligible voters, the election faced challenges, including a boycott from opposition parties concerned about fairness. Voter turnout was low in the capital, N'Djamena, partly due to cold weather. The ruling Patriotic Salvation Movement, or MPS, has been accused of unfairly influencing the election process, while opposition leader Success Masra labeled the election as fraudulent. Amid ongoing violence from Boko Haram and economic struggles, the outcome of this election could significantly shape Chad's future and its path towards stability.
Humanitarian crisis in Gaza. A heartbreaking situation unfolds in the Gaza Strip, where a fourth infant has died from hypothermia as hundreds of thousands of Palestinians face displacement due to nearly 15 months of fighting. Families are crammed into tents along the rainy coast, struggling to stay warm in temperatures dropping below 10 degrees Celsius at night. Joma Albatron, just 20 days old, was found in dire conditions, while his twin brother, Ali, is in intensive care at the overwhelmed Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital. The conflict intensified on October 7, 2023, when Hamas launched an attack that killed around 1,200 people, mostly civilians, and led to the abduction of about 250 individuals. Reports from Israel's health ministry reveal serious mistreatment of hostages released during a ceasefire last year, increasing pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to negotiate further. In the West Bank, violence continues to rise, highlighted by the recent killing of Shada Al-Sabah, a 22-year-old journalism student, by Palestinian security forces. As the humanitarian crisis deepens, over 45,000 Palestinians have reportedly died, with women and children making up more than half of these victims. The ongoing fighting and destruction of infrastructure have severely hindered humanitarian aid efforts, raising fears of starvation and disease among the population.
South Korea's economic challenges. South Korea is experiencing a sharp drop in factory production, with output down 0.7% in November compared to the previous month, exceeding the expected 0.4% decline. This downturn is reflected in a mere 0.1% annual increase in production, a stark contrast to the previous month's impressive 6.3% rise. The decline is largely driven by slowing exports and diminishing corporate trust, as shipments to major partners like the United States and China have fallen amid ongoing tariff uncertainties. Business confidence has hit its lowest level in over 4 years, raising concerns about the future economic landscape. As the country navigates these financial difficulties, government action may be needed to stimulate growth and restore trust in the business sector. What does this mean for workers and businesses in South Korea?
Trump critiques 2023 debt ceiling extension. Donald Trump, the president-elect of the United States, has sharply criticized the 2023 debt ceiling extension agreed upon by former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Joe Biden. He called this decision one of the worst political moves in recent years, arguing it allows the U.S. Treasury to keep paying its bills until January 1, 2025, but will force Congress to revisit the issue again around mid-2025. Trump insists that Democrats should be held accountable for this choice during the Biden administration, rather than delaying action until June 2025. As Republicans prepare to take control of Congress on January 3, 2025, they may push for significant cuts in government spending linked to any increase in the debt limit. Recently, some far-right Republicans demanded deeper cuts as a condition for raising the borrowing limit. Trump, backed by billionaire Elon Musk, proposed either eliminating or extending the debt limit until 2029, but this idea was quickly rejected by a coalition of House Democrats and hard-right Republicans. With the national debt now at around $36.1 trillion, the fiscal challenges facing the government are more pressing than ever.
Croatia's presidential election update. Croatia recently held a crucial presidential election on December 29, 2024. Incumbent President Zoran Milanovic is leading with over half the votes, while his main opponent, Dragan Primorac from the Croatian Democratic Union, has around 19%. This election is vital as Croatia navigates its role in the European Union and NATO. Milanovic, known for his strong views on Western military support for Ukraine, has drawn comparisons to former U.S. President Donald Trump due to his direct communication style. If no candidate secures more than 50% of the votes, a runoff will take place in early 2025. The political situation has been tense, especially between Milanovic and current Prime Minister Andrei Plenković, who has criticized Milanovic's stance on international support for Ukraine. With a population of about 3.8 million, Croatia faces significant challenges, including economic issues and corruption. The outcome of this election will have lasting effects on Croatia's future and its relationships with the EU and NATO.
Slovak Prime Minister warns EU over Ukraine's gas decision. Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico has raised concerns about Ukraine's recent decision to stop the flow of Russian gas. This move comes as the current gas contract between Ukraine and Russia is set to expire. Fico criticized President Volodymyr Zelensky for making this announcement without consulting the European Union, calling it a reckless choice that could escalate tensions in the region. He fears that halting gas transit will hurt the EU more than Russia. In response, Fico's government is considering cutting electricity supplies to Ukraine. This situation underscores the urgent need for energy security in Europe, especially amid the ongoing conflict. With the EU heavily reliant on Russian gas, any disruption could lead to rising energy prices for consumers. As the contract expiration approaches, the EU faces critical decisions about its energy future. What will this mean for families across Europe?
Siemens evaluates stake in Healthineers. Siemens AG, a leading technology company based in Munich, Germany, is reviewing its majority stake in Siemens Healthineers, a subsidiary focused on medical technology. Ralph Thomas, the chief financial officer, shared this news with the Handelsblatt newspaper, noting that the benefits of the partnership aren't strong enough to justify a financial investment of about 45 billion euros, or nearly $47 billion, for their 75% ownership. This evaluation could lead to selling off around 5% of the stake soon, potentially funding the purchase of a U.S. software company called Altair. Since spinning off Siemens Healthineers and listing it on the stock exchange in 2018, Siemens has held a majority stake. The results of this review will be revealed at a Capital Markets Day set for the end of 2025, giving investors insights into Siemens' future healthcare investments. With Germany's healthcare sector known for its innovation, these decisions could significantly impact the industry. Investors and industry watchers will be keenly observing how this evaluation shapes the competitive landscape in healthcare.
Damage to Baltic Sea cables linked to Russian oil tanker incident.
Finnish police have found long trails on the ocean floor of the Baltic Sea, revealing damage caused by the Eagle S, a ship carrying Russian oil. This incident is part of a troubling pattern of interruptions affecting power and communication lines in the region since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. The Eagle S is suspected of breaking a power line and four communication cables with its anchor. Authorities boarded the vessel on December 28, 2024, and are currently questioning the crew. Investigators discovered a significant trail on the seabed, leading customs officials to believe the Eagle S is part of a fleet of older ships evading international sanctions on Russian oil. The damaged EstLink 2 power cable, connecting Finland and Estonia, has a capacity of 658 megawatts, leaving only the EstLink 1 cable operational. This incident underscores the vulnerabilities in critical infrastructure in the Baltic Sea, a vital area for trade and energy amid ongoing international tensions. What does this mean for energy security in Europe?
Japan's growing dependence on foreign workers. A recent survey from Japan's Ministry of Labor reveals that about 65% of businesses are hiring foreign workers to address major labor shortages. Conducted in late 2023, the survey gathered feedback from over 3,500 companies and nearly 12,000 workers. The results show that 56.8% of these businesses believe foreign workers can perform as well as, or even better, than their Japanese counterparts. With a declining population and low birth rate, the number of foreign workers in Japan has surged to 2.05 million, making up roughly 3% of the total workforce. This trend highlights how industries are increasingly depending on foreign talent. As Japan faces these demographic challenges, hiring foreign workers could be crucial for sustaining economic growth and productivity. To support this integration, the government may need to introduce policies like language training and legal protections for these employees. Understanding these dynamics is essential for grasping the future of Japan's labor market.
Political turmoil and economic struggles in the Americas. In 2024, the Americas faced intense political and economic turmoil, marked by elections, protests, and violence. The United States presidential election on November 5 captured global attention as Democrat Kamala Harris went head-to-head with Republican Donald Trump, who emerged victorious. Meanwhile, in Venezuela, mass protests erupted after President Nicolas Maduro claimed victory in a disputed election, leading to a violent crackdown on dissent. Haiti's political crisis deepened with escalating gang violence, forcing Prime Minister Ariel Henry to resign amid calls for change. In Brazil, former President Jair Bolsonaro faced serious accusations of conspiracy related to his narrow loss in the 2022 election. Mexico made history with its largest election, electing Claudia Sheinbaum as the first female president, though violence from drug cartels overshadowed the event. Ecuador struggled with an energy crisis worsened by climate change, while diplomatic tensions flared between Canada and India over the killing of a Canadian Sikh activist. Argentina saw a rise in poverty as President Javier Milei implemented budget cuts, sparking widespread protests. These events highlight the complex and turbulent political landscape across the Americas, where the interplay of elections, protests, and violence continues to impact millions.
U.S. dollar strengthens as year-end approaches. As the year wraps up, the U.S. dollar is on a winning streak against major currencies. On December 30, 2024, the Japanese yen traded at about 157 Japanese yen and 71 sun per dollar, hitting a five-month low. This strength is fueled by rising U.S. Treasury yields, with the dollar index holding steady at 107.98. Meanwhile, the euro is at 1.0429 U.S. dollars, reflecting a drop of around 5.5% this year. Despite predictions of a weaker dollar in 2024, it looks set to finish strong. Chris Weston from Pepperstone noted that dollar buyers are dominating the dollar-yen trading. The Bank of Japan is keeping interest rates at 0.25%, with Governor Kazuo Ueda closely watching wage growth and U.S. economic policies. Concerns are rising over the yen's decline, prompting Japan's finance minister, Katsunobu Kato, to emphasize the government's readiness to intervene if needed. In the world of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin is trading around $93,350, having surged about 115% this year, showcasing its volatility and growing popularity. As we close out the year, the shifting dynamics of global financial markets are captivating, with investors keenly observing economic indicators and central bank actions.
Israeli airstrike in Syria causes civilian deaths. A devastating explosion at a weapons depot near Adra Industrial City in rural Damascus, Syria, on December 29, 2024, has left 11 people dead, most of them civilians. This tragic event highlights the ongoing conflict in Syria, where various factions have been fighting for power since the Syrian civil war began in 2011. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported that rescue teams are on site, working to recover bodies and clear debris. Initial reports indicated at least 2 fatalities, but that number has since risen. This airstrike is part of Israel's ongoing military campaign to dismantle the Assad regime's military capabilities, with numerous strikes targeting sites linked to the former government. As the new Syrian administration consolidates its power, tensions remain high, raising concerns about further military actions. The situation underscores the dire humanitarian crisis in Syria, where civilians continue to suffer amid the violence.
Honoring Jimmy Carter, a legacy of peace and humanity. World leaders gathered to celebrate the life of former President Jimmy Carter, who passed away at 100. The memorial on December 30, 2024, highlighted Carter's remarkable legacy as a humanitarian and peacemaker. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer praised Carter's dedication to helping others, especially during his presidency when he brokered the historic Camp David Accords between Israel and Egypt. French President Emmanuel Macron recognized Carter's tireless advocacy for the vulnerable and his commitment to global peace. Carter's presidency, starting in 1976, is often remembered for the Iran hostage crisis, but his post-presidency years were marked by a strong focus on social justice and human rights. King Charles III echoed the sentiments of other leaders, commending Carter for his humility and passion for promoting peace. This memorial serves as a powerful reminder of Carter's lasting impact on international relations, inspiring us all to prioritize peace and justice.
Tragic death of Andrei Kotov highlights LGBTQ rights crisis in Russia. Andrei Kotov, a Russian man, was found dead in custody in Moscow after being arrested for allegedly running a travel agency for gay customers. His death, reported by the rights group OVD Info, raises serious concerns amid a crackdown on LGBTQ rights in Russia. Kotov, who directed Men Travel, faced serious accusations of organizing radical actions. An investigator claimed he died by suicide while in detention, but many doubt this, especially after reports of police violence during his arrest. The situation for the LGBTQ community has worsened, particularly since the Kremlin's military involvement in Ukraine began in 2022. President Vladimir Putin has framed this conflict as a defense of traditional family values against Western influence. In 2021, Russia's Supreme Court effectively banned LGBTQ activism, creating a climate of intimidation for advocates. Kotov's tragic death underscores the ongoing dangers faced by LGBTQ individuals in a country where standing up for rights is increasingly perilous. What does this mean for the future of LGBTQ rights in Russia?
Oil prices dip as economic data looms. Oil prices are dropping as we approach the end of the year. On December 30th, 2024, Brent crude futures fell by 6 cents to $74.11 per barrel, while the March contract decreased to $73.73. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude also dropped by 8 cents to $70.52 per barrel. Despite this decline, both Brent and WTI saw a rise of about 1.4% last week, thanks to a larger-than-expected reduction in U.S. crude inventories. Traders are eagerly awaiting economic data from China and the United States, the world's top oil consumers. Key reports, including the Purchasing Managers Index from China and the U.S. Institute for Supply Management Survey, are set to provide insights into economic growth and oil demand. In a bold move, Chinese authorities plan to issue a record 3 trillion yuan, roughly $411 billion, in special treasury bonds to boost economic activity. Meanwhile, hopes for a new agreement to transport Russian gas to Ukraine are fading, leading analysts to predict that Europe may need to import more liquefied natural gas. Overall, the oil market remains sensitive to economic indicators and geopolitical developments, as traders keep a close eye on data that could impact prices and demand.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.